dust and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. Thundering hoofbeats to the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! We're on the trail of outlaws! There's going to be trouble! I'm Silver! Hey!
It was shortly after the Civil War that a wagon train stopped for the night in the hollow near Traveler's Springs. The forest rose on all sides, and although the leaders knew it was dangerous not to camp in the open, two dry camps on the previous night had forced them to take the chance. At 12 o'clock, all was quiet in the hollow, when suddenly a little girl began to sing. In the forest, less than 100 yards from the wagon, two men crouched at the foot of a great pine.
Do you hear that?
Yeah. There's women and children in the train.
We shouldn't be here.
We are. No, you're talking about it now.
Hanging out with outlaws. Renegades that join up with the Indians to attack our own people.
We got no call to be proud anymore. Our homes are burned. Our money's gone. You want Francis Blake of Whiteacre all out here? Randolph Oakman don't mean a thing in this country.
My father used to say that honor was the dearest possession a man could have.
So did mine. He's dead now. And his son still likes to eat. That's why we're here. You know it, Frank. We were hungry.
She stopped. And she was asleep.
I hope she never wakes up. Don't first the Indians and then us. The orders are not to leave anyone alive.
It isn't too late. We could run down through the trees and warn them.
They don't have a chance, and we'd get shot in the back for trying it.
We'd save our self-respect.
You're only 20, Frank. You want to die yet?
No.
Neither do I.
But I can't go through with it either. I can't shoot women and children in cold blood.
Quiet. Larkin's later.
I don't care now.
Quiet. Listen to me. Look. That kid singing. It got you too. We won't fire a shot.
But afterwards...
There won't be any afterwards for us. As soon as the fighting starts, we'll cut back to our horses and ride away.
Turn our backs
and there's nothing we can do to help those immigrants. You have to make yourself admitted, Frank.
At least it won't be our bullets that kill them.
The Indians.
All right, boys!
The Spencer with the wife and family. It was on the evening of Bob Blake's 21st birthday that Randy Oakman led a wagon train into Meadville, the nearest town, and rode out to the ranch. The two old friends made a tour of the place after supper, and as they headed back for the corral, their thoughts returned to the past.
Have you ever been able to forget it, Randy?
Forget what?
That night at Traveler's Spring.
Oh, I don't recall much about it.
You don't?
I've been in too many Indian fights. They're all mixed up in my mind.
That was the only time you were on the wrong side. You've led 100 wagon trains across the plains since then.
Anyway, 100.
Maybe that's why you don't remember. You sort of made up for it.
We didn't do anything strange.
We ran away, didn't we? We ran away all right, but not soon enough. I can still see those Indians charging down on the wagons, and I can still hear that little girl singing.
You've got enough troubles right here in this range that I'd borrow from the past.
I know it.
You know, if you don't get some rain pretty soon, your creek's going to dry up to nothing.
I need a cloudburst.
Have you figured ahead at all?
Sure. If we don't get rain, I'm going to have to sell my stock or whatever it'll bring and move someplace else.
Anywhere.
Maybe that valley where you're heading now.
You could do worse. Well, I'm serious.
It's only a question of days before I'll have to get rid of the cattle. You'll be in Meadville for a week. Now, who can tell? Maybe we'll be traveling with you when you go.
I don't wish any hard luck, partner, but that'd suit me fine. There's Mary on the front porch.
Hiya, honey.
He's a nice kid.
As nice as they come.
The boy isn't so bad either.
No, Bob's all right.
Just all right.
He reminds me of you and me 25 years ago.
He won't have to go through what we went through.
Oh, I guess every father hopes that for his boy.
Why should he?
That's a hard question. Bob's 21 now. You know, I think he feels he's sort of tied down on the ranch.
If he's discouraged, it's only the drought. You don't like it any more than I do.
It's the drought, all right. Home always seems kind of dry to a 21-year-old. I wouldn't be surprised if he kicked over the traces,
Bob.
That's who we were talking about, wasn't it?
Mary, stop that.
What's the matter with you?
Stop it, Mary.
Have you gone local?
That's what the other little girl was singing. I don't want you to ever sing that song again.
Bob sings it.
Well, that's different.
Are you older?
Yes. Because he's older.
Well, it's just me in a couple of weeks. Frank, let me try right away.
What is it, Em?
Frank, would you mind staying up here with Mary? It won't be long.
Stay as long as you want. Mary is my best girl.
You're my best girl, too.
What is it, Em?
He's going out the back way. He's going without even saying goodbye.
You mean Bob was going to town?
No, I don't. I mean, away for good. He's in here. He's got to talk with himself. I can't think of anything to say.
But where? What's got into him?
Nothing's got into me, Paul.
But something must have.
I want to be on my own, that's all. You had a chance to be when you were young. Why can't I?
I didn't ask for that chance. I didn't want it.
Well, it did you a lot of good anyway.
How do you know anything about that?
Well, must have.
You're wrong. I can't tell you how wrong.
And let me find out for myself, but there's no chance to it.
You're tired of me, Bill. I can understand that. You're right about it, too. You might as well face facts and sell out.
We could pack our things and go west with Andy, too.
I've been thinking about it, Em. It could be managed.
To hear Randy talk, Pleasant Valley's a wonderful place, Bob.
Wonderful for you two, maybe, but not for me. Wherever I go, I've got to go alone. Oh, it's hard to explain, but I've got to. That's why I didn't even want to say goodbye. It won't be forever, you know. I'll come back.
We may not be here.
I'll find you, wherever you are.
Maybe.
Yeah. Your father's always hoped that you'd work by his side, Bob. And then after he was gone, he'd carry on.
Hey, plenty of time for that later on. Now, won't you just let me kiss you and say goodbye, Mom?
Yeah. If that's the way you want it, son.
I do.
$100.
I want any money. I've got it alone. Whatever I need, I'll earn for myself. Just shake hands?
Sure thing, Bob.
Bye.
It's all right, Em. You'll travel west, so will we.
You've made up your mind?
Yes. There'll be more chance to keep in track of him out there.
I suppose so. Thanks,
Frank.
I'll have a lot of packing to do in the next few
days. We'll both be busy. That ought to help us a lot.
man and an Indian had made their camp in a grove of cottonwoods near Eagle Point. They had just finished their evening meal when the noise of a horse crashing through the underbrush brought them both to their feet.
Somebody ride this way?
Yes, fellow.
There's plenty of outlaw around here.
They don't ride straight for a campfire. See what here I come.
It's boy.
Howdy.
Welcome.
Your mask. Not an Indian with you.
You have nothing to be afraid of. Won't you have something to eat?
No, thanks. I just as soon as
I'll take it. Put a blanket over those spruce boughs.
Plenty weak.
That's the idea.
Hungry, maybe.
There. What do you think, Kimasabi?
I do not know.
I'm afraid he's almost done for. Exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Young Bob Blake ride into the outlaws' camp. They rode after him, but a hail of bullets drove them off,
and they were forced to return to their own camp.
Young lady, what do you not from you, Abby, but a lot more from Pa.
From me? Well, what do you mean?
Is 13 old enough to say no, Susanna?
Sure it is.
You don't tell the kid yes, I'll give your brain up for good.
Go ahead, Mary.
Thank you. I came to Alabama.
Randy, go for your gun.
You what?
There's a masked man riding this way. The sun's full on his face.
Put that six-shooter back in your holster.
Can't you see him?
Give me that gun.
There's an Indian with him.
That's the Lone Ranger and Tonto.
The Lone Ranger?
Hi. Hello, Randy.
Glad to see you're in charge of this wagon train.
What's up?
Mike Ward is camped just below Eagle Point. I think you're in for an attack. Well,
thanks for warning us. We'll be ready for the coyotes.
I have a plan, Randy. Work together, we might be able to capture the gang instead of driving them off.
Sure thing.
Don't forget there's women and children in this train.
They won't be in danger.
This is Frank Blake, masked man. He's my second in command.
Did you say Blake?
That's right.
You have a son called Bob?
You've heard of him?
Yes, he stopped at our camp about a week ago.
Is he all right?
He must have had a hard time of it, but he's all right now, in a way.
What do you mean by that?
He's John Ward's gang.
I'm not Bob.
Don't judge him too harshly. He's all alone out here, and he thought I was an outlaw, too. The boy was hungry.
Hungry? Remember, Randy? We're going back 25 years.
Bob won't be with him when they attack us.
He might be.
He won't be if you can talk with him first.
How could I do that?
My plan would give you a chance.
Then I'm all for it. To save Bob from what I've gone through, I'd give my life.
Take you as far as Santa Fe, and the courts will deal with you and all your men.
You can't do this. stand up.
It's a long, long trail, but justice will be waiting at the end.
Another day. Get your wagons on the way.
Get up there. Get up there, boys.
Well, it's nice to have you driving the wagon, son.
I'm glad to be here. But I guess you can thank the masked man for that.
We haven't been able to thank him, but he must know we're grateful.
I bet he's still watching out for us.
I bet he is, too.
This is the time of day I like best. So we're just starting out in the morning. Oh, Susanna, don't you cry for me. You sing too, Bob.
All right.
Do you, Mom?
Of course.
Will you, Pa?
Why, I don't mind if I do. That's a right pretty song.
All together, then.
Oh, Susanna, don't you cry for me. I'm going to Louisiana with a banjo on my knee.
Oh, Susanna,
oh, Susanna, don't you cry for me.
Copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.